Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop,
J-Lo and Ben,
they can't keep their hands off of each other. Everybody is saying poor A-Rod.
A-Rod, like, I can have fun too.
Yeah. Look at
me.
I already have Rihanna wearing my shit. You think you wearing my
shit? Rihanna shared the photo wearing Leah's collection.
Oh. The thing that bothers me the most is this rumor that I stage dived at a concert and killed somebody. Bitch, I'm not that big.
That's right. I'm tired of y'all messing with the big girl.
Yeah, what are you doing?
My God. Slide in the bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop. You guys, Morgan is off tonight, but Hunter is here.
Yes.
And the beauty that is Lonnie Love is back.
Yes!
You look
and
so
Miss
pretty.
Skinny Minnie, you look so gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
You are doing the damn thing
on the regular.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into it, you guys, because J-Lo and Ben, they can't keep their hands off of each other. I don't know if it's the Italy air or what, but this is not on their yacht, you guys. This photo that you're seeing, they're at a restaurant. They skipped the main course, clearly. Just went straight for dessert.
Yes.
I mean, if I can see the bottom of your shoes at the table, you're doing too much.
Really?
Don't you think they're
That's
doing a lot at the time? I mean, like, her whole shoes are up.
That's a good rule.
Nothing is wrong with this. This is a refreshed love. So they're showing it. Look at how happy she
is.
She
does look really happy.
Oh, my goodness. And see that? See, like, the way you look? What we just said about you?
Yeah.
That's what's happening
that's
to
what
her.
That's what you got going on. Yeah.
Is that it?
That's what happens. I don't think I'm at that stage. I don't think I'm there.
Yeah, but you getting there,
it's
though.
It's motivating.
Yeah.
You're one right guy away. That's the thing.
Okay.
You know?
Thank you, Hunter. Okay. And who's that right guy?
Right here.
Okay.
And I don't understand how nobody else sees it. Actually,
he keeps staring at me today. I don't know what your issue is.
All right, I won't look at you anymore.
You look stunning today, though.
Oh, thank you, Lonnie.
Yeah. Not like you don't all the time, but you just really look stunning. So it's something
going on. I think it's the Nina Parker collection.
Yeah, I think that helps.
Could be.
Yeah, I'm excited for J-Lo and
me
Ben,
too.
Though.
Now, this has helped elevate him a little bit.
It has, because he looks hot now. I mean, seriously, that's why you and Nina get together. You look really, really, like, just y'all together right now, you look 10,000% hotter
yes.
than when you're not, you know, with her.
I've
seriously.
Always said Nina's the best accessory I could ever wear.
Yes, baby, wear that.
That's what I call, that's
I'm not an object.
That's the real Nina Parker collection.
Yes!
You know, you got Nina Parker on your arm, and all of a sudden, everyone goes, that guy knows what he's doing.
You know what? Seth is in my ear telling me to move on, and
no,
I understand.
No, he's not. I can hear him laughing over there.
He literally
there.
Said, move on.
No,
he went, move on. Can we talk a little bit, though, about A-Rod? I hate to pretend like A-Rod is a sad case. He's a very wealthy man, but everybody is saying poor A-Rod. It's like a hashtag now. The reason is because he does like this. Look at this thirst trap. What are you doing? What are you doing, A-Rod? He looks crazy.
A-Rod, like, I can have fun, too.
Yeah.
Look at me. Look at me, everybody. I'm on a boat, too, and I got water on me, and I'm sexy.
I think he has to worry. Like, when you're doing a thirst trap, your face is important. He looks like he's being burned by scalding hot water or cold water. He looks or about to take a Is he okay?
I mean, his girl that's taking the picture needs to just get in it with him. That's
yeah,
it.
And it's really far away. When you're doing a shower shot, you're supposed to get the water gliding. You're supposed to be up. They're so far away. We can't even see anything.
He thought it was going to look better in black and white.
Just, right.
It don't look better.
And, now, and it was a gray, cold day. Yeah. And he's like, it's like if I make it black and white, nobody can tell.
You make black and white photos indoors when you're in Italy on the ocean. You don't make it black and white.
Thank you.
Yeah. One of the most beautiful places you could be.
Thank you.
Well, this is something I'm starting to think. Listen. A lot of people are ganging up on A-Rod.
Okay.
I know I have been.
You,
I know.
You were the biggest A-Rod hater in the room.
When they were together, though, I was like, this is not going to work. Now, though, I'm starting to feel like, and bear with me, what if J-Lo and Ben set up the whole story about A-Rod cheating with this Savannah girl so that they could get together because they knew it was...
The only problem is Savannah told us, not them.
Right.
Because they paid her to say
it. Did they pay A-Rod to like her posts?
No, that's the part I can't figure out.
Oh, you tried, Scotty.
Oh my gosh. You guys, you know who is an expert troller that people may not know? Rihanna.
Oh.
She's added to the list of her talents. She shared this photo last night because on Real Housewives of New York, Leah and Ramona really got into it, and Rihanna had to tap in. You'll see why.
You're not exactly my demographic, so it's all good.
Whatever.
I already have Rihanna wearing my shit. Do you think you wearing my
After that confrontation, Rihanna shared the photo wearing Leah's collection.
Oh.
Saying what was said, Ramona. I don't know if having Rihanna at you on social media is the biggest clapback I've ever seen. So Rihanna's so good at this.
We were just so happy to hear and not see an ad for Fenty. We love Fenty. we're like, no, it's an actual selfie and it's actually coming from Rihanna. So that's why we got so happy about this.
She looks
so
cool doing it.
But this is ultimate supporting your friend. This is the I would do for you, okay?
Yeah, you would.
It
was so good. And Rihanna looks like a rock star in everything she posts. It's crazy.
Gosh. It's a good person to have backing you. You know, of all the celebrities, I think Rihanna is the ultimate for having your back.
I'm not going to lie. When Leah dropped Rihanna's name, I was like, girl, Rihanna ain't wearing your stuff.
Right.
We all were like, Rihanna. And then Rihanna posted it. And I was like, holy shit. Where do I buy this shirt?
Good for her.
But you know what I love about Rihanna is you guys know she's a big reality star junkie. Like, she watches Vanderpump Rules. She watches Real Housewives. Like, Rihanna, add us to your DVR list, girl.
We love you, Rihanna. And we ain't gonna even talk about that album, but we love you.
We'll talk about whatever you want us to talk about. You can be a part of the morning meeting, girl. Whatever you want.
You could have my spot on the show forever, honestly.
Yeah, Hunter would be in here sweeping floors if Rihanna came in here.
1,000%. I'd be plumping up all the cushions and just whatever you want, Miss.
Plumping them up, smelling them, whatever we need
Miss Anna.
Him to do. Miss Anna. All right. Lizzo wants you to put some respect on her name. She went on TikTok to shut down a crazy rumor.
That bothers me the most is this rumor that I stage dived at a concert and killed somebody. Like, that rumor, it's a lie, first of all. I've never stage dived in my life. And bitch, how, like, kill somebody? Y'all really gonna put that on my motherfucking name? Like, I know I'm big, but bitch, I'm not that big. Like, look. Bitch.
Right. I'm tired of y'all messing with the big girls.
We're
not this damn big, okay?
No! Ready?
Do not do this!
My God.
I was gonna do it. But I don't want HR coming to me. So
y'all are out of your minds.
I was like, no, leave the big bitches alone. We not that damn big. And you know what? I like that she proved her point with humor. Because that's what we do.
She's so funny.
Yeah, exactly.
She's so funny.
She's very funny.
And the thing is though, I do want to say, you don't have to be. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to be, you know, funny just because to deflect. You know what I mean? I hate that it has to be that sometimes, but I like that she handles it with class.
Well,
you know?
And she handles it with class, but she also makes her point, and she's fearless, and that's what we like about her. Mm-hmm. So, you know, good for her. But I like that little,
I was ready.
I was about to kill you. No, I would've killed you.
No. I was trying to save you, but I kind of wanted to see it.
That was good.
Shout out to Lonnie Love, man. What would we do without her? All right, you guys, it is time to take a break. Coming up, if you can't find a date that looks like Brad Pitt, we have a good backup for you. That's next.
Oh.
Excited.
good ad lib.
Oh my God!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So most men would probably kill to look like Brad Pitt, but this lookalike who moonlights as a Brad Pitt impersonator says women think he's trying to catfish them. Ooh, I can't even finish this read, bitch.
That's armpit.
Sir!
That's armpit?
Yeah, this is sad pit.
Okay.
He's not a bad-looking dude, but Brad Pitt, I don't think so. Okay, let me get back to this, you guys. He's saying he's having these problems on dating sites because women think he's Brad Pitt and he's catfishing.
He like does Brad Pitt lookalike
stuff? Brad Pitt from when? Thelma and Louise, Brad Pitt? With this boss shirt on and these frosted tips?
Well, that's Brad Pitt 1996.
That's Brad Pitt 2038. Like Thelma and Louise, Brad Pitt was the most handsome dude I've ever seen
in my
life.
Right. Thelma and Louise, Brad Pitt was hot.
And, oh my
and this
God.
Guy, okay, look, to be clear, we do not think this man is ugly.
No, he's a good looking dude.
We think he's corny.
Right.
That dude does look enough like Brad Pitt where I'm sure he got it his entire life. But then, as soon as he got a goatee and feathered hair, it's
the
his
hair.
Fault, and he deserves all this.
So a little tip to him, I think he should chill out with the boss shirts.
Yes.
And the necklaces and cut the hair some.
And the frosted hair.
The frosted
tips. Try not to look like Brad Pitt. You telling me, don't a woman want to even be with a Brad Pitt lookalike? Come on.
Right. Okay. No, he's an attractive guy. He's just...
I mean, he's almost like that. If he shaves down his beard.
Ooh.
And if he dyes his hair a little bit lighter, he will look like Brad Pitt.
Girl, bye.
Hunty, my hunty looks like Brad Pitt.
Okay.
See? Yes, hunty. Yes. He do look like him.
Also, we'll be walking around the hallways for the rest of the day being like, anything to say to Mr. Pitt, you know?
That's it.
I got to prepare to get f***ed after this show with those looks. That was...
All right, you guys. We got to move on and talk about WeTV's Beyond the Pole. Empress is hooking up with her baby daddy, who is married to a completely different woman.
Ooh.
But now there's a side chick that he has too, and I guess Empress is jealous.
I made a phone call to W. A bitch answers the phone. It ain't his wife, it's some random ass bitch. So of course now I'm like, yo, who the f- is this? Put my mother baby daddy on the phone. The bitch gonna say, oh, you ain't got no baby daddy over here. Click, I sent a text, I said, yo, come outside, I'll be there shortly. When I pull up, I didn't want to alert the wife, you know what I'm saying? The bar was open, you know what I'm saying?
So he has a bar?
Yes, he has a bar that he runs outside of his house in his garage. You know she don't pay no attention. He's been doing this for years. We be all over the damn yard. I said, you tell me why the would you have a bitch answer your phone? He gonna say, my isn't your jurisdiction. And I don't owe you no explanation. You don't owe me no explanation. But out of respect, you could give me one.
Woo! Woo! This is the definition of being loud and wrong. This is not your man.
She called up his wife and said, you know, your man is cheating on us.
I mean, what kind of man is this that can't even be faithful to his side, bitch?
That sucks.
You know?
I like that he goes, my dick is not your jurisdiction. This guy's gerrymandering his dick lines.
First of all, y'all miss the bar. Outside of the house in the garage.
Right. This man sounds like a hell of a catch.
Well, he's an entrepreneur.
He runs a bar outside the garage.
He's a business owner.
Sis, how could you miss? I mean, he sounds like a winner.
That's
he's an entrepreneur.
Great.
Well, this obviously isn't our type of life. But there, I do believe that there are people that are about this type of life and that there is some type of code. And I think that's what she's talking about.
Okay.
Is that you should at least told me that there was somebody else.
How am I missing the show? I don't know. I've got to watch it. It's just weird to me if you're already creeping and setting up a line of disrespect, if it goes a little further, why it's a big deal. And he knows he can get away with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I think men are trash.
All right, you guys, we got to talk about last night's Family Karma finale. So Vishal took his girlfriend on a surprise date. But it looks like this might be an episode of Dateline after all.
I haven't told her.
In my face.
You should be very excited or very concerned.
Okay.
Swimming with alligators. I'm super nervous.
Why are you nervous? You knew what we were doing.
If it's any consolation, I'm nervous too. I've never filmed somebody being
What the?
So. I'm gonna put a net up so we can't actually get to you.
So that's our protection.
That's it. It's like chicken wire.
Hey, who's going first?
I'm volunteering Richard first.
What?
Step right in right there.
If this is the last time I see you, can I have a kiss?
Sure.
How does it feel? Is it cold?
Yeah. Oh,
so
no!
This is Casper. He comes when he's cold.
He's right there. He's right there. Look. I don't think that's gonna hold.
Yeah. No, baby.
You're okay.
Oh my God.
There's a glass.
There's chicken wire.
Wow. It was chicken wire?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's not a chicken.
You know what? I mean, he might have an insurance policy in her name.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
You know, I would check him.
Yeah, because he was too, he didn't even look like he was in swim gear. You know, like, oh, she should go first.
Some women do anything for their man. I'm not that type of woman.
You and me both. You and me both, sis.
When you have good you do crazy things.
I don't think there's any in the world. Ain't no in the world that's gonna make me jump in front of a crocodile.
That guy right there, Vishal, his goes in all the right directions, angles. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Oh, really? You can tell?
I can tell. I've got what they call dar. You know?
Okay. You can tell. You can tell when somebody can lay it down.
Yeah. Gary?
What's wrong with you?
Turn the camera on to Gary.
Oh, my God. Gary alone.
That's right. There
you
go.
Gary. Lay it low and spread it wide, Gary. Come on, Gary. Yes.
Let me ask you guys a question. If it was the three of us and we were at this alligator pit, who would go first?
I mean, we don't even need to play this game. I'm throwing both of you in. And I'm running.
You would throw us in?
Yeah, for good TV.
He's fleeing every time.
No. I would protect.
You can't even finish the sentence.
Nope.
Yeah, get out of here. All right. Coming up, are you into the outdoors and adultery? Then we have the perfect vacation spot for you.
Oh.
Love is Dead is next.
Yes! I can't wait.
Welcome back. All right, so sometimes a fairy tale romance turns into a total nightmare. Mm. That is where we step in. It is time for
Love is Dead. Nice.
All right, y'all, get ready for this. Britt LaFosso from KLFY News 10 scored this exclusive interview with T-Boy's Trailer Park.
Bring your house and share your spouse. That is the motto of this soon-to-be trailer park and campground for swingers. Don't believe me? Take a look at the sign for yourself.
You can come to Mamu for many good things. This will be one of them.
He says the swinger community is surprisingly bigger than you may think.
There's a big community of it. I think a bunch of them is not shy. The ones that are shy, hell with them. Roll with it.
The sign for this swingers community says you have to send a picture of your spouse for approval.
That was more of a joke to kind of ease up the people and just to create a vibe.
That's for the haters.
Sucks to be them.
Okay, see, boy. Bring your house and share your spouse is their motto.
That's, I will say, I think that's a great sign. That, like, the tagline's good.
Look at this. Where are the trailers? This is a shack.
He spent more money on the sign than he did on the place where everyone's gonna be
Well, it's a hit though, Nina, isn't it?
Well, it doesn't open until 2022. Uh-huh. This is gonna be in Southern Louisiana, but it's going to have a nude pool, a nude yoga stadium, a strip poker hall, and a key party cabana.
Please include a picture of your spouse. That's what they said for approval.
I really do feel like after the pandemic, people have been more open about their sexuality.
Yes, they have.
People are really horny these days out of the pandemic. We were
super
so pent
horny.
Up for 2020. And I think a lot of people are talking about open relationships and swinging. I feel like it's getting more normalized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see a whole trailer park full of people. So it's that's going to be interesting. That's going to be bigger than Disneyland.
It could be. All right. Well, listen, if you needed any more proof that men are disgusting, this woman went on a date that started out bad and just kept getting worse.
Man was 26 minutes late. We walk in, the first thing out of his mouth was, wow, I'm glad you're not a f-ing catfish. We proceeded to get into a heated debate about Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan and politics. So I asked the bartender for my check, and he goes, good choice. I wouldn't paid for you anyways. and then proceeds to run his mouth about how I look fatter in person. Ooh. And I wanted to say back, yeah, a fat ass that you're never gonna have. Cool. As I'm leaving, text me. Hashtag worst date ever. Cheers, sir, to the worst date I've ever been on.
Poor lady. She was traumatized.
Poor lady. But I do not want to be in a debate about Kobe versus Michael or her.
Have you guys ever had, like, a worst date experience?
I went on a date with a porn star, and she, when we were at the front of the club, she used to be a dancer at the club. And she was like, oh, I want to get in, because there was a line. And the dancer goes, you can get in, but your guy can't. And I was like, that's okay, I'll hang back. And she's like, no, no, no. She goes back to the back of the line. Then some big dude cuts in front of us, and she goes, uh-uh, no way this mother just cut in line. Dude, 6'5", 250 pounds, and I'm sitting there, 100 pounds, very wet, and I go, hey, it's okay, it's okay. She goes, no, it's not okay. And she goes, sir, and he goes, oh, I'm sorry, I was joining my friends, but I'll get back in line. And I was like, he goes to the back of the line, and she goes, that's right, mother. And he goes, you know what? You're being a bitch. And he comes back in a line, like, no, no. And she gets so quiet. She's so nervous. Like, she's like, pissed off.
She wants you to say something.
What the was I gonna say?
Exactly. Was I remember? 19. It was 1996.
I'm just cut him off, Lonnie.
Okay, 1996.
Okay.
And the guy picked me up from the house. Beautiful car. So I was like, ooh, yes.
Yeah.
He got that fly ass. But I should have known from the car that there was something suspicious. Mm, okay?
What was weird about it?
It was a LT. It was a Thunderbird, but it was souped up. All white paneling. That's the key about something, okay?
I'm gonna tell you about it.
Get to the club, all right? And all of a sudden, this woman comes around and all these other girls, and it's like, Face, how you doing? And I was like, wait, I was like, what is your occupation? He was a pimp.
No.
Yes. And he talking about he trying to get out the pimp business.
No.
So he wanted to find a nice girl like me.
Was he trying to pimp you?
That was the worst
thing. Was this in Detroit?
It's Detroit. True story.
We are out of time. We are not going there. Are you guys? Lonnie, we love you. Thank you for being here. Don't forget to set your DVRs. We will see you next week with all new shows.
Yeah.
Bye.